The Volumes of Truth. Volume 2. It is time. Prepare to meet your God. May 14, 2005, from the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord. My people have turned from me. They have altogether forsaken the Lord their God. Foolish children, married to a world, awash in vanity and sin. Therefore, the time has come. Behold, the time has come for my name to resound in all the earth, for all who dwell upon the earth, to be humbled, to be broken without hand. Indeed, now is the time for all who have ears to hear and give heed, and for those who refuse, to forbear and rebel against me. It is time for my servants to stand up, to receive my words and also do them. It is time to blow the trumpet, to sound the alarm. It is time for my spirit to be poured out, for the hand of the Almighty to stir up the multitudes, for the word of God to separate and divide the people. It is time for my watchmen to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of the Lord their God. For the ears of the first election are open, and within my prophets I have placed my voice once again. I have surely put my words in their mouths. For I am the Lord, and I do not change. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, for thus says the Holy One of Israel. Awaken, O foolish people! Arise from your beds, and prepare to meet your God. My children, cast away these filthy veils which cover your heads. Yes, even you my people, who dwell in Israel. Hear the word of your Messiah, for I am He. He who was, and is to come. Yahushua, Yahuwah. God in the flesh. Emmanuel. The Lord, your righteousness. For I had come into the world, yet you would not receive me. Behold, I am coming again, and still you deny me. Therefore hear and understand, and gain wisdom. For the Father has proclaimed my glory from the beginning. Even before the house of Israel was my glory put on open display. For I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, of which my works also testify, the works he sent me to do, even the cross. And now the time has come. Behold, the day is near, when I shall give you yet another sign, even the sign of the Son of Man. The heavens shall be divided, and divided again, the glory thereof stretching from the earth to heaven, and the clouds shall be rolled back like a scroll. Behold the brilliance, O earth! Be bowed down, and weep, O sons of men! For the one whom you pierced is about to appear. Let every eye be opened therefore. Let all in the earth see, until the fullness of the revelation is made complete. For all in the earth shall be humbled, and the pride of man shall be broken in that day. For as it is written, the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be brought low. The idols shall be utterly abolished, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. And for fear of the Lord, many shall go into the holes of the rocks and into the caves of the earth, to hide themselves from the terror of the Lord and the glory of his majesty, when he arises to shake the earth mightily. And behold, a great remnant shall emerge, who will not go into the holes of the rocks or into the caves of the earth, to hide themselves from the terror of the Lord or the glory of his majesty, but will stand fast with hands uplifted, singing praises to the Lord their God. Yet woe to those who shake their fists at heaven. Their destruction draws near. For the hearts of the ungodly produce only wickedness. Their throats are like open graves. Their speech is full of deadly deceit. They are practiced liars, and with their tongues they spew all kinds of threats. And like venomous snakes, they conceal poison behind their lips. For their mouths are full of bitterness, and cursing is always upon their breath. They are quick to do harm, and are not afraid to kill. Their ways bring only destruction, misery, and death. For the way of peace is foreign to them, and the fear of the Lord they have not known. Therefore, as it is written of me, so I am, and shall be. My hand shall find all my enemies, my right hand shall overtake those who hate me. At my appearing, I will make them all like a fiery furnace, I shall swallow them up in my anger, and the fire of my wrath shall consume them. I will wipe their descendants from the face of the earth. Behold, I shall rid mankind of their posterity. For they intended evil against me, and devised many schemes, but will be unable to perform them. For my arrows were made ready from the beginning, and when I aim my bow at their faces, they shall surely flee. Therefore I shall be exalted in my strength, and my people shall sing me praises, when I put my power on open display, says the Lord.